Good morning, everyone. Well, an absolute cracker for US markets last night. The best improvement since early August. The Dow Jones was up 548 points or 1.9%. The broader S&P 500 and the tech-heavy Nasdaq did even better, lifting about 2%. Now, mind you, this is off the back of a six-day, 6.5% losing streak, and American stocks are still down about 14% from the highs that were hit just last month. Having said that, the reason and the catalyst for last night's improvement actually came out of the UK. It was a surprise announcement by the Bank of England that said it's going to step in and try to calm financial markets over the next couple of weeks. The way it will do this is by an unlimited amount of long-term bonds. So this certainly rattled markets because other central banks around the world have been tightening policy, and now the UK central bank is doing the opposite. Now, the reason for the move by the Bank of England was basically off the back of Prime Minister Liz Truss's tax cut plans, which has been pushing UK borrowing costs substantially higher recently. It's also been creating concerns for UK pension funds, which hold billions of pounds of government bonds, and they've been punished recently. So to give you a sense of the damage done in bond markets recently in the UK, in the last three or so weeks since Liz Truss actually took office, the 10-year gilt or the 10-year bond yield there rose 150 basis points, and the 30 years rose 170 basis points, both important for borrowing costs in that part of the world. We've also had, of course, the UK pound falling to a record low recently too. So last night's move by the Bank of England, I think, has been interpreted as a sign that if things get bad enough in other economies, that central banks might back off and actually just cave in and actually step in there and help out. So that was a reason for the improvements. That was also a reason for the big moves in the bond market last night. Bond prices rose aggressively, bond yields fell aggressively. So the 10 years in the US, for example, the biggest fall they've had since 2009, dropping back 22 points to 3.7%. The 2 years down 17 points to 4.1%. And mind you, both of these hit 12 to 15 year highs in the last couple of days. So of course, it's a long way to go, but at least this is how markets have responded to the news for the time being. Now, as far as sectors are concerned, gains everywhere last night. 28 of 30 stocks in the Dow Jones improved. Most companies on the S&P 500 rose as well. In fact, the best improver last night was Biogen, a pharmaceutical group that rose 39%. That was off the back of a late-stage clinical trial of an Alzheimer's drug it's been working on, and it basically said this has slowed the rate of cognitive decline by 27%. So success, it's going to apply now for regulatory approval. There are tens of millions of people suffering from Alzheimer's disease around the world, so it was well received. Eli Lilly and also Roche, that are also working on similar drugs, have seen their shares improve. Now, outside of pharmaceutical and healthcare, we actually had Netflix surging almost 10%. It received a broker upgrade that became more optimistic about its prospects, mainly off the back of its cheaper ad-supported streaming service, which is expected to kick in November in some countries, not in Australia, unfortunately, but in the US, in the UK, and a number of European nations as well. Broadly, though, there were 23 other stocks on the S&P 500 that rose either 5% or more. It included stocks like Pepsi, PayPal, Meta, and Etsy. And also oil and gas companies have been big improvers too. Now, this was off the back of the oil price, which rose 4.5% last night. Had a bit to do with Hurricane Ian, which is hitting the Gulf of Mexico at the moment. It's an important part of the US oil production story, so its shares have jumped up. Now, on the Dow Jones, the only loser was actually Apple, which fell by around 1.3%. Now, that's after saying that it's going to back off plans to increase production of its iPhones this year due to lower than expected demand for the phones. Now, that's important. It's the company's biggest earner. It makes over half of its revenue just from the iPhone. So that really is the driver of its results, which is why its shares have taken a hit. Now, looking forward to our market today, we look set to have a pretty good start. SPY futures pointing to a jump of about 100 points. That would be a lift of 1.5% if it ends up happening. Now, that would also be enough to recoup most of this week's declines. Now, we're still down very heavily this month by about 7%, but depending what happens in the next couple of days, it could certainly change the story that we tell about September in the next few sessions. Now, today is going to be a huge day for markets. One of the highlights is going to be a new monthly update on Aussie inflation, which we'll be at a bit later. Now, it's not as extensive as the quarterly report out next month. It only captures about 40% of the inflation basket. but it still will receive attention. We've got also figures on job vacancies and Aussie financing and finances and wealth as well. So that will be important. We've got over $8 billion being paid out in dividends today, mostly from CBA and Fortescue, but also others like Ramsay, Newcrest and Northern Star. The government's six-month reduction in the fuel tax also wrapped up last night, which means in coming weeks, we're likely to see petrol prices lift further. Now, that petrol tax component is about 25 cents, so it could certainly, per litre that is, so that could play a bit of a part. Now, commodity prices were mixed. We had, as I said, oil surging. Gold also rose 2%. We had lead jumping about 5%, but iron ore prices fell about a fifth to $98.50 per tonne. Now, the Aussie dollar surged last night. This move from the Bank of England saw the US dollar softening against most currencies. Have a great day, everyone.